The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. All domestic dog breeds that exist in the world today, in their myriad forms, are the result of the domestication of the gray wolf. Because humans have intensely selected for specific traits in dogs, from herding to hunting, scientists are now able to look back at the origins of certain breeds through their DNA. And naturally, they wondered how in the world we ever ended up with Chihuahuas and other tiny breeds. Scientists have matched one particular gene called IGF-1 to small body size in dogs, but they found that wolves don't possess the gene, which shows that the mutation for small body size arose after dogs were first domesticated. But because all small dog breeds have some version of this gene, it likely arose early in the history of dogs. And while this gene signature was absent in wolves, it was most closely related to genes found in Middle Eastern gray wolf populations, which suggests that small domestic dogs arose there several thousand years ago. But that wasn't the start, of course. Archaeological work has found the remains of small domestic dogs in the Middle East dating back to about 12,000 years.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.